Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Bart the Actor.
Because he don't want to say Barton, because people don't say his name.
Yeah,
right.
They be saying Barton too much.
Barton.
I can see that. Why people would say that, reading it.
All right, so you guys all know Bart the Actor. You know him from The Shy. You know he plays the character Reg. And we love to see you on that show. We love when you have your shirt off and everything.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because you're a good nigga.
Yeah, you are. We may not like you so much.
No,
we'll see.
Your character.
We'll see.
Okay, so this is different. So, L'Oreal, you don't love his character, but Gigi, you do.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't.
I want to hear why.
Yeah, why?
You know what? Because you got that eerie sense in it. Like, as soon as I see you on the screen, it's just like, like, you know that you're up to no good. Mm.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
See?
And then on the flip side of that, like, you take care of your little brother, and like, that's your main focus of like, you know, getting shit together. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Gigi, he takes care of his little brother, but he also is putting him in situations that could potentially.
Man, listen, it's a hard knock life.
Right. Hard knock life. You know, that's how I was. Well, that's how the character was.
That's how the character was raised. It's a hard knock life.
Absolutely.
It's too tough on a little boy. I think you got to ease up on him a little bit.
I mean,
the streets of Chicago ain't gonna ease up on him.
Exactly.
I think you'll be able to see moments where Reg is actually a very endearing older brother. And he does have a heart.
I'm waiting
to
see.
You know, I think, yeah.
Now, Gigi, L'Oreal, have y'all ever been with a guy who got beat up and then you had to be there to take care of his wounds?
No.
Yikes.
No. No, but the caring, nurturing woman that I am, I would definitely be there to take care of the wound.
Would you look at him differently?
Man, listen. I might have to, you know, pump fake a couple times, see if he gonna jump, but no.
Now he saw from here on out. That's all out there. I'm like, I could beat you up too then.
Yeah, remember when they beat your ass?
Don't
make me call them guys that beat you up last
every time. Oh, now you tough, right? You tough? You wasn't so tough the other day when you got beat up.
And I had to put some alcohol on your wounds.
Put the paws on you.
Now, Bart, for you, have you ever been in a situation where you were trying to impress a young lady and things went left?
As far as what though, like trying to impress her, how, like trying to
out with a girl that you're dating, and then some guy comes along and punks you.
Never been punked ever in my life.
When is it time to step in though? Like, let's just say a guy comes and you're with a girl, and he says you got a fat ass to the girl. Then do you step
you coming
in?
At me?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, you coming at me?
Sure.
Especially if he sees us together. Yeah, you coming at me.
So what's your response to that? Is it a fighting situation?
The first reaction might just be like, oh, I have to defend her, and I can't have her like, well, what about when dude said I had a fat ass and you didn't do right. nothing to him, but you want to come, you know, so nah.
You gotta be like, let's act like we don't see him, honey.
Absolutely. Nah, none of that.
What if he's way bigger than you? What if he's like, man,
he's like, she do got a fat ass, don't she?
Don't she do?
That's why I'm boy, yeah, you right. Nah, still though, we ain't going.
What about, have you ever been with a girl who instigates situations?
Yeah. Just do to me. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I had this one girl who just like liquor just really transformed her completely.
What's her name? L'Oreal?
Yes. No, it was. No. It was me, wasn't it? It was me. Okay.
Complete. Yeah, it just transformed her. Like, yeah, she couldn't control herself. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we just get caught up in a lot of situations. You know?
Isn't that the worst when you have a friend or a girl that you're dating or a guy, and every time you go out, you know something about to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't want to go anywhere, right? Would you? I'd be like, nah, we just going to stay in the crib. Netflix it up.
L'Oreal did used to be like that.
I used to, not no more. Like, I grew up. But when I was younger, like, I
used to book.
What? Yeah. I drink. I want to fight. I want to argue. I say crazy stuff.
Like, I remember one time we was in the club and she poured a whole bottle on the couch. At the club because she was mad that I think we had to like move sections.
I'm sorry, I just messed up the whole section. Like, fuck
she
it,
was like, "Oh, we moving?
Here.
Oh, wow. I'm pouring all these bottles on the." I was like, "Yo, what are you doing?"
I believe it. I don't remember, but I was, wow. I'm not denying.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get stopped at the door at a couple clubs in Chicago
for being drunk.
No, not for being drunk, just because. Yeah, they just be hating.
Like, man, Chicago is a wild city.
They know you're about to sound right.
They know you're about to start something.
It's not even that. It's just some, you know, you got some bouncers who be like, yeah, I know who the fuck that nigga is. I don't care. Like, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck that you raised from the shot. Like, you pay your dub just like everybody else.
Is that time when you're like, okay, I'm not coming.
Absolutely.
Yet. Yeah, don't disrespect me. I'm not trying to get fly on you. You mm-hmm. ain't got to, I don't care about him.
Yeah,
there's a restaurant in Harlem we still can't go to anymore because Angela, he tried to break fly on Ange. And then she was like, what? Nah, we never gone back there. So I tried to slide it in like she forgot. Like, I'm like, wow. Oh, we should just go.
You say break fly. What does that mean?
Like, he tried to
translate.
I like that. I might take that back.
Let me translate for you. So basically, it means like he tried to like flex on her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't care. Oh, Breakfast Club. What's that? You know what I mean?
This is what I feel like when there's a restaurant that you go to all the time and you show them love. Because I bought T.I. there. I bought Lil Durk there.
A lot of artists there.
I had a lot of artists come there and show them love, you know, and
they
I never
too comfortable.
Right. So I feel like if I come there, don't be disrespectful to me because Absolutely. I'm always trying to bring business. I posted about y'all. Mm-hmm.
And he's new. He was a new guy, you know what I mean? Just coming up on
the
scene.
Right.
So it wasn't
he
just like I feel like it's me. It's also I feel like I come here a lot and I help support your business and I post about it and I done had dinners here and had huge bills. So at least when I come,
put some respect on her name.
For sure.
You know, but we're talking about going out with, it could be your group of friends and you always have that friend that's always acting crazy. So let's talk about trust and how trust factors into different types of relationships, like your friendships that you might have or maybe situations with your siblings or even with your own family, like your relationship with your father or, you know, things like that. How does trust play a factor when it comes to you having these relationships?
It's like at this point in my life, you know, reaching that level of fame and notoriety and success, you got to make sure that the people that you keep close to you deserve to be around you, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm struggling with that myself. Like they say, like it's lonely at the top. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand what that meant until like I started making it.
Right.
So like I actually kind of stick to myself because it's hard to trust people. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Like, I fly you out to Atlanta and, you know, spoil you for a whole weekend just cause you my friend, but whole time, like, if you could flip a switch, you would be in my shoes and I would be in your shoes. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? And that goes on a lot. But my friends tend to be very genuine, and especially my family. But yeah, trust plays the biggest issue.
What about with women? Because we did see those tweets that you were putting out about your exes. And
Yeah. I was just being silly that day. Actually, maybe.
You felt it a little, though.
Yeah, maybe something did provoke me. Maybe.
It wasn't that long ago, so you know.
It wasn't. It was like,
2 months ago.
Maybe like something that day. I pondered. Tell us what it was.
Yeah, I just. I don't know. I know I was drinking.
Okay, well,
maybe it was Hennessy.
We'll give you some more Hennessy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, can I have some?
Yeah, please. Help yourself. We got you.
I thought we agreed we wasn't going to say that word.
No. The cognac.
Yeah, we'll have some. He's going to have a little drink. Because it was his birthday, by the
way. It was. Y'all. Yeah, y'all going to take everybody going to take a shot. I just made 24.
L'Oreal's not because
I'm hungover, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'll do one for her.
I will too. Happy birthday.
And don't worry, we got all your boys who are in the room. They're going to have some shots too.
Yeah, my boys.
We got
private stock in the building.
We got some Hennessy on the way.
Did you just tell us what year you were born?
Yes.
I just had to sit here and really like, did he just say born in 95?
Yes, he did.
It was a great year.
Yes, it was 95.
Great year.
What were we doing in 95?
Man, listen, I had my baby in 96, so I probably could be your mama now. Hold on.
Nah, I was in.
Gigi about to hook you up with her daughter.
I was like 10. I was
in. You married, Gigi?
Am I married?
Yeah.
No. But I do have a 22-year-old daughter.
She's cute, too.
Why am I really still trying to figure out how old I was at that?
In 95?
Yeah, was I 9?
Got more coming, don't worry.
I
might feel a little
light
right now.
My junior year of high school?
I might still be. Hungover means you're still drunk, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm still drunk. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of girls do you like, Bart? And has your taste changed from when you were younger?
For lack of better words, I've always, like, had bad girls, like, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I've always had, like, the baddest of the baddest, in my opinion. And in other guys' opinion. Like, so it's not like once I start getting famous, I start coming out the closet with exotic women. And, you know, it was always like that. Like, you always pull up and see me with something like, oh, damn. Like, that's how you coming?
You see me with something like it's a new car.
Absolutely. So, I always pay attention. Like, you know, I'm big on fashion. You know, I'm going to look at your outfit first, kind of. And then,
You don't see potential in people, though? Like, you might look at her outfit and be like, okay.
I got to dress her.
I can fix her up.
No.
Really?
But I'm young, though. Maybe it'll change. As of right now, it's just like, I'm not off that. Like, because it's like, I'm thinking about who you are as a person deciding to wear that, you know?
But some people also just don't have that.
You know how they say you can always tell a man by the shoes that he wears? Like, Off-White. Shout out Virgil.
Off-white.
I don't know
Off-White. Okay.
Drip. Okay. Don't stand too close.
But walk around and drown off this wave.
Straight up. But what would you say? I'm sorry.
You were talking about fashion.
Oh, yeah. The women. It's like you can always tell a man by the shoes that he wears. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can tell a woman by the way she dressed.
Okay.
You know.
So what are some things that women should look for as far as how they're dressed? Like, what's a well-dressed woman?
It's not necessarily a brand or anything, but you have to be like, I have to look at your style. Like, I need to see that you have style. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have some class about you. But at the same time, you hit the club and you tee up, you know?
Right.
And you can kind of tell. I can always kind of sense that from the way a woman dressed.
The finest fashion Nova.
Damn.
Exactly. And that's not even expensive, you know?
I think fashion tells a lot about your personality.
It does.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But then sometimes we have off days.
You have off days.
But even the off days, it's still like you got to at least be somewhat put together, you know what I mean?
Off day.
Yeah.
I think you could tell a lot about a guy, too, by the way that he dresses. And we've definitely been with some fixer-uppers, I have to say.
What do y'all think of mine? The way I dress?
I style myself, too, by the way. Nah, I like how you dress.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Some of my friends have had boyfriends that I've been like, he can't dress for shit. I have to have, like, I agree with the dressing thing. I think, like, that might be up there with looks. Like, I have to, like, you have to be attractive and you have to know how to dress.
I definitely dated guys who couldn't dress.
I was talking about Angela, but I didn't want to say it.
I dated a guy who couldn't dress, too.
Because I know women
to the point where I would, like, before we went out together, I would have to, like, overview his outfit. Like, all right, let me see what you're wearing.
Come on, really?
Because he would wear, like, red snakeskin from head to toe, like
what?
On his hat, on his jacket, Pops. On his shoes, like
he's a pimp.
He's a gangbanger.
Weird.
Blood pimp.
Weird. Like he would be in monochromatic all the time. Like it would be like a color of the day. Like today's color is purple, and then this nigga just got purple.
But did
on
the
everywhere.
Purples match? Because that's even worse.
Listen.
And what attracted you to this guy? Because obviously he was
it's
dressed
wallet.
Like that when you met him. Like, oh.
I know you, girl.
She did a snap.
Say that.
All right. So me and Gigi don't care that much about dressing. I care.
No,
it's
I care.
I feel like it's a bonus. Like, if a guy can dress well, it's a bonus. But I remember when I was younger, I dated this guy, and he would always buy these shirts from JCPenney that didn't have to, like, wrinkle-free shirts.
No.
So he didn't have to iron them.
No.
But he had one of those jobs where he had to wear stuff. You don't
iron
never have to
your
wear
shirt.
That.
Was he a bus driver?
Homeboy.
He worked for Verizon. He worked for Verizon. Nothing wrong with a respectable job.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, not saying that. Never.
You were like 13 and he was a bus driver. Just no, how old were you?
What?
So I just made that up, but how old were you?
I was about 26 years old.
Oh, okay.
But his shirts were always like wrinkle-free and his jeans would be like mad wide.
Oh, that material has to be like a weird combination of jeans, polyester. Yeah.
And the kind of like you got to cuff them up too at the bottom.
No, don't do that.
No.
I feel like, what is he wearing?
Jesus Christ.
To do that.
No. Cuff your jean at the bottom, the wide jean.
In Chicago, we used to like cut them.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
They just cut them so they can like just, you know.
Now, what about your own relationship with your father, since we're talking about trust and relationships? Mm-hmm. How's your relationship with your dad?
Well, my father passed when I was 9 years old. Oh, he died in 2004.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with a father in my life. My mother was my father. She had to become my father. So, but me and her, like, that's, we talk about everything. Like, yeah, my mother has been my father in my life.
Did she talk to you about your dad? Like, give you memories and think
Absolutely.
About him all the time?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, not only her. Like, I'm still, like I told you, his best friend is Lorenz Tate's father. Mm-hmm. So Uncle Larry, me and him still talk. And right. my Uncle Sterling, the guys who were best friends with my father. And yeah, it's just a lot of stories. I know so much about my father. Like,
okay.
And they That's tell me good. I have his same mannerisms. Like everyone who, mm-hmm. when I'm around, they say like, oh, I can't be around you because I'm going to cry.
So
like, you remind me of your father so much, you know? Yeah. So
you feel like he's a guardian angel? I know a lot of times people feel like they have, when a parent passes or a sibling, they feel like they have a guardian angel watching them.
Yeah, I usually didn't believe in stuff like that. But like, yeah, I sit up and talk to my father all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to him after this. Like, yeah, we really did it twice. The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then to even know that you're the next season of The Chi, you're going to have a pretty big role on that. So, you know,
yeah.
At least we know that you're going to make it to the end of season two.
Right? And then season three.
And what else is gonna happen?
And your brother.
Everybody wanna know what happens to little Jake.
Yeah.
Like, Jake's surviving, you know, he just, you know.
If something would have happened to Jake, how do you think, if you had to write that character, right, and something happened to Jake, what do you think would happen to Reg?
Oh, he would, if y'all don't like him now, it's like, y'all gonna really hate, yeah, it's gonna be ruthless.
Man,
like,
listen, don't let
I'm gonna
him
kill Jake. Everybody, like, everybody. The first, yeah, everything. Yeah. Everyone has to die. Your prom date. Yes.
Your prom date.
Seriously, I'm everybody sorry. Everybody gonna get it. Yeah, everybody.
Now, would the character of Reg snitch on somebody if he knew who did it? If, say, something happened to his brother and he knew who killed him, would Reg snitch?
Snitch?
Like go to the cops?
Not at all. Never.
He would handle
Never
it. His, he would
Reg
handle,
would handle
his
it
own
himself.
Business.
He would go take care of that
yeah,
right away.
For sure.
He'd go get Big Mike, hop in the car, and yeah, go take care of that.
Mm. What about some love scenes? For Reg on this season.
What do you mean, what about him?
I mean, Reg got
Are we
going to
see
him?
We seen him
in the little bubble tub.
Yeah, Reg got
the kiddie pool.
Reg get it in.
Girls in the kiddie pool.
One hand, I had a bottle of Hennessy in one hand, blood in the other.
Blood in the other. It was going down in the kiddie pool. That made me want a kiddie pool.
Cutting up.
He said a kiddie pool in my basement.
Last time, you're going to see something. You'll see Reg with his shirt off again. That's all I can say.
That's it, just his shirt off?
Yeah.
A buttocks or something too.
Yeah,
you'll see. It's hot. That's all I can say. Sally Richardson directed that episode. Shout out Sally.
Oh, Sally Richardson. That's dope.
Absolutely.
She comes to the juice bar.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if you had to get like butt booty naked on
butt booty
like,
naked?
We can do
elbows.
That.
And
we can do that. And then it's like it's always a closed set when it's like one of those intimate. Mm-hmm. Scene, so it'll only really be the director and the cinematographer.
But then, everybody
world.
That watches it.
true. So you mean like show them my gender area or something like that?
Yeah.
You would? 50 Cent, for sure.
Now, what about children? You don't have any kids yet, right?
Mm-mm.
So do you think
no
about
way.
That? No way.
I'm just being funny. But no, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, so I don't need any children. Not
you
right
sound
now.
Sound like me.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it? Because, you know, that's one of the big storylines on there, too. We see Emmett trying to get his life together, be mm-hmm. a father to his son. Have you ever had a scare and thought maybe you were going to have a kid?
Yeah, once. Yeah, in the past. I was, like 17, 18. Like,
really?
Because at that point in my life, I was just, like, so crazy, like... I'm like, I need to keep her in my life forever. Like, so
that's a guy's thing. That's
passionate.
Y'all be trapping,
like,
girl.
Yeah, we be tripping. For real. That's what we be doing. But like, yeah, I remember like, I was talking to my homie from college and he was like, I remember you being 18 telling me like, I have to get her pregnant. So she can just be in my life forever.
Oh,
like,
my God. See, people don't realize crazy. That men trap women. They always talk about women trapping men.
Come on now. Like, it's guys who will put holes in condoms themselves. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow. Like, yeah. I think I've broken a couple hearts, I could say.
Do you feel bad about it?
Yeah. I mean, I do feel bad, but at the same time, I'm real about it. And I've always been, like, open about it. Like, this is not... Don't fall in love. Like, you know, because I'm not consistent, you know.
So you tell a girl that you're dating, like, don't fall in love with me.
Yeah, but I'm just such
like,
a charmer.
I'll break your heart.
I let them know, like, because I'm not on that, what you're on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not ready to be committed to you. And like, especially now, it's like, I'm 24. I think this is kind of the age where girls are kind of, like, ready to
settle.
You know.
They shouldn't be.
Have families. Yeah. Hear that. She said, you guys shouldn't be, you gals.
All right, now let's get back to the shy and let's talk about the character of Brandon, right? Mm-hmm. And him and his girlfriend. Could you imagine breaking up with somebody and then seeing them with somebody else and then getting back together with them?
Never in my life.
You're young.
Never in my life. Never. But that was so embarrassing.
They were broken up.
Nah. Mm-mm. And then remember when she was like, oh, you're the guy who keeps calling. What? So you mean... No.
Oh yeah, you
didn't
feel
like that
thing.
I'm just like, nah, y'all making Brandon like a little bit too
guys
too
was
goofy,
so
like,
mad about that.
That I was so mad when I saw that because like I don't read the script. Mm-hmm. I only like really focus on my acting, so I want to like see it as an have an unbiased opinion, right. like y'all. Like so, when I saw that, I was like, what?
Furious.
What? Like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, no, that would never happen to me, though. Ever. Never.
That's
like,
what you say. Now you're going to have bad karma because you said it could never happen.
I mean...
But at least they were broken up.
But I'm not going to go back with you. Let me just say that. I ain't going to say that we ain't going to ever be cool and I'm going to never talk to you again. But as far as us being boyfriend and girlfriend again, no.
But what did she do wrong? They were broken up.
It's the fact that
he didn't even do anything. Like, if we want to go back to the shy, Brandon didn't even do anything. Like, he was helping a little boy. Like, you kicked me out for
nothing. She never even gave him a chance to explain.
You slapped him three times? Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
He
should
have told her, though. She wouldn't give him a chance to. She didn't want to hear it.
He should have figured out a way to tell.
She's so bougie and just so...
Yeah,
she's so just extra, just get out. You know, like, yeah, she does a phenomenal job, because I don't like Jericho.
As soon as you see her, you don't like her.
I can't stand Jericho.
But he liked her bouginess, it felt like.
Because it was different from what he was probably used to.
I mean,
you don't like bougie girls?
No.
No. Not in any way ass over there. I mean, I think that... I wonder what's going to happen with their relationship on this new season. Because they are back together, but... Can he trust her? Like, would you tell him if that was your boy in real life? Can he trust his...
After knowing the backstory, I would say, yeah, bro, you're boozed. That's the word we use in Chicago.
Boozed?
Boozed.
Okay. What does
like,
that mean?
Popped... Bogus, you're boozed. Mm-hmm. No. Like, that's a boozed relationship. She's boozed. And yeah, no.
You think she did something that was that bad to him, though? I mean, it seemed like she doesn't understand.
It's the loyalty runs so deep with me. It's like, if you really was in love with me and all of that, like, that wouldn't have happened. Like, it would have took at least... Especially like how I feel about myself, it's gonna take years, like for you to even be able to even shake a man's hand, like you know what I'm saying, like so. Jesus. It's like with me, it's like nah, that's over with. You, I made the right decision. What happened? Everything happens for a reason, and the reason behind this is so I can catch you being a goofy with this other guy, and you never have my attention ever again.
Moving on quickly is weird, and they say like, what's the saying? Like the best way to see somebody is to pretend you're not watching them, and that's when you see. I think. She showed her true colors. Like,
I mean, the moving on is one thing, but it's how he said.
No,
but it's how he said, and you're the guy that keeps calling. Like,
and it was disrespectful. Like, you
we were just together for years. Y'all just been together for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, now that was crazy that she brought him to that block party.
Come on, and that's why
that was disrespectful.
In Chicago, that would have never happened. Because
she did not need.
They would have.
Why would you bring the boyfriend to the block party?
She did not need to be there,
making him a plate and everything. Like, come on.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's yeah.
No, that was a disrespectful part. Now, when you break up with somebody, you are not supposed to bring them to your ex-boyfriend's block party.
Unless you're trying to set them up to get robbed or get beat up or something like that.
Don't even
like,
come to the block party,
like,
sis.
That would never happen. Like,
she shouldn't even been here? There.
Because first of all, her character was from the north side of Chicago. Like,
right,
so
she had no reason to be on the south side.
Why are you even on the south side? Yeah. You're not even with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
She trying
like,
to show off just, that guy. That's what it was. She was trying to make him jealous.
You think so?
It had to be, because what you doing over there in the hood?
Nah, she just goofy like that.
All right.
All right.
Cheers to Barnett. Congratulations on season 2 of The Shy, which starts April 7th.
And
thank
season
you.
3, because you're going to live, right?
Cheers.
Thank y'all.
Cheers.
Lioness Pisces.
Now, let's talk about this getting back into dating thing, right? Because Jada's trying to get back into dating. We all know how tough that is. For guys, how tough is it for you, like, if you haven't been dating for a while, you've taken a break, to jump back in? What advice do you give? Because guys have a harder time, I think, admitting when they're a little heartbroken. Or, like, mm-hmm. going to their friends and saying, oh, wow, you know, I miss my girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, yeah. Yeah, we front our move a lot. Y'all know what that means, to front your move, right?
I can imagine.
Okay. A lot of guys front they move and act like, like she want me to wife. I ain't on that. Like, I ain't on that. I got my brother befriend this move. Right. Like, let me just say that. He befriend this move. Perfect example. My brother befriend this move. Like, he'd do a lot, like, where he'd be like, bro, like, she want me to wife. Like, I'm not on that. Like, when really you are madly in love with this woman and you should really accept that. And just, y'all make it happen. You know
that
what I'm saying?
That is so true, because like, guys talk to us so different than they talk to their boys.
Yeah,
100%.
They really do. Like, yeah, to y'all, it's just like, I've never felt this way about a woman ever in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we're going to get married and have kids. Like,
yeah, I really see you as my wife.
They're like, I'm going to keep her. Fuck that bitch.
Like, yeah, she think I'm going to really wife her. Like, come on, like, ain't nobody on that. Like, you know, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm just trying to hit and just, you know, but.
But you're doing this too good.
You know,
right, you're doing it too good.
I am a professional actor. Don't forget.
Right. So you be pretending too, like you not into the girl that much?
No, I don't front my move. I try not to front my move as much as I can. I tell you, like, yeah, bro, I'm on that. Like,
that's me.
It is what it is.
Don't call me. You can't come over as much as anymore. You know, yeah, because I've lived with like three different women in my life.
Wow,
yeah,
really? So like, you are not playing.
But that's why I'm glad. Everything
that's
happens for
crazy.
A reason. I got all that stuff out of my system, so now I'm good. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
so
you're
now
just I'm moving like, that quick? Was it that you needed a place to stay? Because you know guys will do that to ladies.
They live actually, with you? Two of the women live with me, actually.
Damn.
Was it the same place?
No.
Did you change the mattress?
Because I have a problem with that. Like,
did you change the mattress?
If I just move another motherfucker and move one person up.
No,
okay.
Not at all. It wasn't. But I've definitely lived with two women.
Wow.
And my cousin had to let me know one day. He told me, like, excuse me. My cousin, he was like, bro, you're married, bro. And I was just like, bro, I'm not married. What are you talking about? He said, bro, you live with her. You're married. Like, and I'm just like, I don't understand. I didn't really understand what he's saying. He's like, bro, every decision you make, you have to consult her about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just jump. If I tell you to come to Atlanta with me, you're going to have to check in with your woman. You know what I'm saying?
Why he got
to
put like, it like that, though?
Because
not
it's
check
real.
In.
No, it's like, yes, it is. Like, it's not even just check in, but it's just like, you got to go through somebody.
Be respectful.
But even if y'all don't live together, you still kind of have to do that. Like, if you're in a relationship.
But if you're in a committed relationship, you're married, regardless. Like, that's
no,
just really
not.
What it is.
I don't
like
you
are,
big
though,
it's
like, because it's like, everybody is human and we're going to have these emotions and feel the way we're going to feel. You shouldn't do that. I feel you shouldn't be doing that. I feel like you shouldn't be talking like that because you're mine. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's your wife. It's
no,
like a marriage.
No,
like,
there's a big difference between marriage and being in a relationship.
In a committed relationship.
In a committed relationship.
In a committed relationship.
Living under the same roof. Finances is what makes a difference in marriage
it's a contract.
And relationship.
Because there's people that's married that don't act like they married at all.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Dating and act more married than people that's married.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I know some single married people.
Do you ask a girl like to be your girl? Do you say, hey, will you be my girl? Does it just happen?
It just happens. Mm-hmm. And that's to answer your question, I would tell guys to be careful. Because like myself, I find myself in a relationship, and I'd be like, how am I in a relationship?
All right,
like,
how did this happen?
How did this happen? But I did that to myself. I allowed it. I prolonged the situation. You know what I'm saying? And I also said, I love you too.
Once you say I love you and take the condom off, it's a wrap.
That's
exactly.
The relationship.
And then, yeah, that's
to
really
be.
What it is, though. Yeah. Once, like, you know, unprotected sex is involved, it's really like, yeah.
I think we should have a conversation, though. Now that you said that and you say, how did I end up in a relationship?
Right.
I feel like nowadays, like, we skip the part that we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I think we should sit down and have that conversation. Like,
what
listen,
are we doing?
We've been together, you know, hanging out for a minute. Why don't we take this a little more serious? And I don't want you to see anybody else. If that's okay, I'm not going to see nobody else
Absolutely.
Either.
But
you
is
know,
that still a committed relationship? Because people still act like, well, I'm not seeing nobody else, but I don't want to give it a title. People
I'd rather
do that
at least have the conversation and be forced into it. Like, well, you know that you ain't fucking with
no,
nobody
No, you know
else
what
now,
happens?
Right?
What happens is they introduce you to somebody as, oh, you know my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
you're like,
oh, shit, I'm his girlfriend.
Like, oh, I'm in a relationship.
The girls be, oh, he called me his girlfriend, most of them.
But they be like, no.
I
don't like
that. We're just friends.
We cool.
Like, Bart, has that happened? You've been with a girl and she's introduced you as her man? Like, oh, you know my boyfriend, Bart?
Never.
She said, because I let him know.
That would be playing yourself, no? Like,
not until it was that time.
Like, but you don't have the conversation.
Yeah, you're right, though.
So as far as who you date, would you date a girl? Because you said two women live with you who didn't have it all together.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying, would I date a woman who doesn't have it all together?
Yeah, who's like, you more have to help her out.
Yeah, I feel like I could build them, I can make them. You know what I mean? At this point in my life. So, yeah, absolutely.
I'll drink to that.
Absolutely. Jeez. Yeah. I got that from Meek Mill, too.
Yeah. I'm not cheersing to that.
I can build them, I can make them. I do feel that way, like... But at the same time, you want to accept a woman for who they are.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Like, if she's still lived at home with her mom.
But why couldn't she be somebody?
Oh, no, yeah, right, yeah. That's what you mean, actually. Like, if she was, like, struggling, like, financially, mm-hmm. still living at home with her mother, no, I'm not on it.
That's where's her drive? That's the thing. If she had a job and was trying to get out, her mom's house.
Let's talk about if I know that you're passionate about something and I believe in you, then absolutely.
And it's not being an Instagram model.
You know what I'm saying? And not being an Instagram model.
Some of them get paid very well.
They do get paid very well.
Which is fine, but I don't want that to be an aspiration.
You respect that. You know what I'm saying? You respect that check. But other than that, it's like I wouldn't want that to be my girlfriend. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? No,
would you have a problem with your girlfriend being on Instagram sexy?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
What if that's how you met her?
That probably most likely wouldn't end up being my girlfriend if I met you through Instagram. Mm-hmm. If I have a slit in your DM, I'm not interested in dating you or making this an everlasting thing.
When you slide in DMs, that's what that is.
You have a large sense of sex appeal. I mean, I have a large sense of sex appeal, mm-hmm. and she's very appealing to me, and that's why that provoked me to. That's why I ask certain girls, like, why do you like? Show that, like, why don't you like kind of perk up your breasts sometimes when you take pictures and do this and that? Like, do you want that attention? Because some girls will leave you on red, you know, and some girls will be like, don't disrespect me and be like, you got some big boobs or you got a fat ass or something like that.
But you're
putting it out. Right. Don't you want it's a compliment, right? I'm complimenting it, you know, at the end of the day, but.
Yeah, you know what?
The problem is these females don't even realize.
You got some big ass titties.
No, that's lame. That's very corny. Okay. No, that's not me. I'm just talking using examples. But no, yeah. I don't usually slide in DMs.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Especially now, like, I got the blue check verification.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
This one time, I think I just replied a heart emoji to a fan, and she immediately screenshotted it and posted it.
Oh, that's
terrible. And
that's
sweet, but it's like, you tweaking. Like,
right, it's not
that
serious.
But she was excited.
She was excited.
You let lit. Where she
yeah, and you didn't. It's not that bad.
I didn't do anything that bad.
That's actually dope.
You would have put that on Twitter if somebody would have said something, and
of course,
you just sent a
but
heart.
At the same time, it's like, You can't be too quick to just slide in the DM because that can get screenshotted too. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it does.
You trying to be thirsty? Like, look at his. Look.
The DM is great for business, though. I contacted you and got you to come up here.
Oh, really?
Via DM. Sure I did. Definitely
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I told him I'm going
to. Oh, so you slid in his DM.
He said he was going to be in New York because I was trying to get him.
No,
he's been on the show before.
Oh, yeah. I slid in hers. I just said.
Okay.
Well, who is off limits when it comes to dating and flirting, though? Are there people that you feel like are off limits?
Mm-mm. Anybody can get it.
Anybody can get this. You're going to get this work.
Like, could you flirt with, like, an Angela Bassett? Or is that off limits?
Absolutely. Who have I flirted with? I flirted with Tiffany Haddish.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I flirted with Tiffany Haddish. Yeah, she's fun. Mm-hmm. Very funny. Yeah. But nah, like, yeah, anybody can get it.
Nobody's off limits. I'm saying, what about Oprah? Could you flirt with Oprah?
I love Oprah.
What? But not like a flirty.
Oprah?
Really?
What?
Flirty?
You wouldn't feel like,
come on, Wednesday.
Yeah. Hopefully she watches my show and she loves my work. And one day I meet Oprah. But
Oprah
yes,
got a good
Oprah
groove
can
back,
get this
man.
Work. Stepman better watch out.
No,
Oprah,
damn.
Back, now, did you have a childhood crush when you were growing up? Like somebody that you were watching on TV and you were like, I got a crush. I like her. That's my ideal woman.
Kiki, do you love me?
Oh, is she from Chicago? That's cute.
We met.
And how did that go?
She's so sweet.
Did you ask her out?
Nah, her man was there.
Oh, that's right. She does have
a little boyfriend was there.
Her little boyfriend.
That's how you make people feel less than
your little boyfriend.
She had a little boyfriend.
Nah, he was cool. I'm just playing. I'm being silly. He was cool. Like, nah. But
if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I loved Keke Palmer growing up. Mm-hmm. Still love
she
her.
She's going to be in that stripper movie still coming out. Her and J-Lo and Cardi.
Oh, shoot. That's a fantasy right there. Yeah. Come true for you. You going to see that?
You know it.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite date spot in Chicago? Remember when we was in Chicago, we did lip service in Chicago.
We had a
and
good time.
We, first of all, Chicago has some of the best food in here, right? Some of the restaurants that y'all have, amazing. So if you could give us some great date spots to go to, what's your favorite places?
Well, I just recently went to a spot on State Street called Cortino's. Mm-hmm. That's a very nice spot.
Cortino's?
Cortino's, yeah.
Okay.
The Q.
Give us some tips. Don't. He's going to give us all his date spots. That's what I was just about to say. I'm like, be careful now. We're going to run up on you.
No, it's a great place called Soleil.
Okay.
Soleil, the best soul food in Chicago.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Soleil, yeah. Diddy's son has been there. All the stars come to Soleil when they come to Chicago. Okay. Yeah, definitely go to Soleil.
Don't give us all the tourist spots, though. Give us some low spots.
Some low spots?
Yeah.
Well, he's blowing himself up.
I go to Tavern in the Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's chill.
All right, that sounds fancy.
Pretty low-key. You know, go to the Soul House.
I'm about to be back in Chicago soon, so I'm going to make sure I write all these down.
Yeah, for sure. Hit me up.
No, I definitely will. All right, so the Shy.
I think I'm the most excited person in the room.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, y'all not.
I believe Bart is.
Shit. I am. Me and that guy. Shout out Showtime.
We got to have, you know what? We should have a watch party. So we're going to all watch it together.
Yes, let's have a watch party.
Are you on the first episode? We got to make sure before we put this watch. Okay. He's on the first episode.
He's like, he can give us that much. Down party, on the first party. Episode.
Yes.
I can't wait.
No, but
seriously, congratulations, because I know it's been a journey, and I know you have some music on this new season of The Shy as
well. Yes, I do. Yes, I said, and it actually was recorded at home at my apartment, actually.
You got a studio?
Yeah, I got a studio at the crib. Right at the crib. I recorded at the crib. Me and my homie Daniel Breland out of Atlanta flew him in. We knocked it out, did 4 songs within a weekend, and submitted all 11 of my tracks to the music supervisor for The Shy, and he just went through them, and they selected a song called Simplicity.
Simplicity.
Nice.
Simplicity.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It sounds like a sexy song.
It's so sexy.
What's Simplicity about?
It's basically like just talking about in a guy's perspective who's in a committed relationship and who's just telling the story to his woman about just how she just makes everything so simple and just everything is just so special when you come around and just the way you make me feel.
Then you read his Twitter and you're like,
Pisces.
Who did you write that song about?
Reg ain't write that song.
That was really for the guys. Like, yeah, I wrote that for men, actually. Not even for women, just for men to like kind of feel that when they riding.
That's good.
Just Lakeshore Drive, just riding home and just like, yeah, I just, you know.
We need that good energy.
Just
out
make a man
streets.
Feel good about themselves and their woman.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's just real. Like, the lyrics is just, yeah.
Finally. Everybody want to call us bitches and hoes.
No, I don't have any explicit lyrics in my...
I'm looking forward to this simplicity.
Mm-mm. That's dope.
I don't have too much explicit lyrics, really, at all in all of my music. It's really, you know, you would think that I'm like at least in my 40s, like the way that I talk. And
you got an old soul.
My mother is in her late 60s right now. So it's like, I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder and Smokey.
She must be
like,
so proud of you.
She is so proud.
That's amazing.
Yes, Terry Faye Blackman. Mm-hmm. She certainly is.
Mama. She probably loves watching the show.
She loves it.
All her friends.
Yeah, like she be tweaking off the show, like, and then when you did this, like, oh, but nah, look. She like, but let me tell you, she's like, you cold though, let me tell you, because I ain't know when you was going, just go on and on and on, like, my biggest fan, like, definitely.
That's great.
Do you bring girls, when's the last time you brought a girl home to meet your mom?
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Your girlfriends, or is she
She's such a sweetheart, so, like, yeah. But she's to the point, like, she'll even have a full conversation with you, build you up as a woman and all of that, just have a cold conversation with you and still may not even like you.
I was just going to ask that. She ever pulled you to the side.
And still be like, like, you tripping. Like,
Yeah.
And she's always right. My mother's always right. Mm. Like, she the realest person
Mama
I know.
Mama knows best.
Like,
what if she was like, girl, my son Bart is no good. Let me just tell you right now. He bought another
she
girl.
She not real that she would say that. Like, but she never played that. You not finna bring one woman in here and then think you finna... No, she never played that.
Right.
I almost slipped and said the girl name. Oh, she would have been like, choo-choo.
Oh, yeah, she
like,
misses her. It sounds like you miss somebody, Bart.
No, I don't miss nobody. I'm good.
Me, well, you almost said a name, so something's on the boy.
I'm a storyteller, like, so I like to tell stories, but I almost slipped up and said her name. But anyways,
Are any of the songs that you wrote, the 11 songs, about her?
Not at all.
It's simplicity about her.
No, simplicity... I was kind of somewhat in a relationship when I wrote the song.
There
but
you go.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, it's always someone in the back of your head who you think about. But and like once I listened to the lyrics myself, you know, with an unbiased opinion, like yeah, like that, it's kind of like old girl who you deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Like, you know,
you think it's easier for what you do to be in a relationship or to be single?
To be single.
For now.
For now.
Once, at like, the age range you're gonna get that you tired. Are like, and the experiences that you're having right now, it's good for you to be single.
Absolutely.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Get to know yourself and all of that before you try to create something with somebody else.
That's why I'm glad I got all of that out of my system. Like, I've lived with multiple women, had committed relationships, even though I was young, but it was still the real deal.
It was there.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm good now. I can just...
You ever had girls fight over you?
Absolutely.
Be fighting over that boing, yoing, yoing.
I had girls kissing over me, actually, to be honest. Like, this was something different. Like, yeah, this
like
is recent.
Like, they was gonna fight, and then they ended up liking
like,
each other?
Yeah, it's like, I done had a conversation with you. Oh, I can't believe you would even do that. She's so, I get a call, a video. They slobbing down at the club. I'm, whoa, okay.
Like, can't beat them to the head.
All right, then. Well, all righty.
They was like, don't call us no more.
We good over here.
That was just a tactic to get my attention, of course. We know that. Nice trick, ladies.
You were like, where y'all at right now?
Right. Pull up. Y'all at?
I certainly did. No, I didn't.
I'm at Soleil. Pull up.
Dinner on me.
No, I didn't live life too, you know. I didn't do some stuff, so.
All right.
Maybe a few months back then, I would have been eager to just... And I just relaxed and chilled.
Yeah.
Just something to laugh about. I sent it to my sister, like, look at them.
Look at these hoes.
Look at these lovely young ladies.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Bart, we appreciate you so much for this Shy Takeover. Showtime to Shy is
back. Thank you.
You are a regular now.
Series regular.
You're a series regular.
Yay.
Absolutely.
So we're happy to see that you're going to be all over. We're going to be looking forward to see how you're going to take care of your little brother, Jake, how you're going to hold it down.
And my single will be releasing early April.
Early April.
Yeah, around the premiere of The Shy.
Oh, no, that's a different single. The single is called...
No, Simplicity will be airing. You will hear that episode 7, I believe.
Okay.
You'll hear that
in the soundtrack.
But my single, my official single, Don't Get It Twisted.
Mm. Oh.
All right, it's called Don't Get It Twisted.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Gigi. I knew he was saying the title.
Yeah. I mean, ain't nothing between us but space.
Okay, Reg, calm down.
It's entitled Don't Get It Twisted. And yeah, we're going to put that out. My team, Private Stock, my guys, Hurst and Lou.
Nice.
Yeah, it's magic, though. It's magic. Y'all ain't even going to be...
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it.
When y'all let people hear it, just let them be like, listen to this new artist. Don't say it's Reg from The Shy.
Right, right.
You're not going to believe it.
You ain't going to believe it, you?
Yes.
What's your artist name?
Bart the Actor.
Okay, Bart the Actor.
Bart the Actor.
Well, it's really Bart the Singer then at that point.
I want people to always remember that I started off as an actor and gave me the platform, and that is also my true passion, but I love music.
Bart the Actor going
to
be on stage with his shirt off.
Bart the Artist. That's part of the show. You take his shirt off and all of that. They're not ready for that, though.
Bartist. I like that. That should be your name.
Let's keep that.
That's your artist name.
Bartist.
That's fire.
All right. On that
note. Love it.
Thank you so much, Bart. We appreciate you so much. And people can follow you, Bart the Actor.
No. You can follow my Instagram page, Act Like Bart.
Act Like Bart. Okay, that's what it is. Act Like Bart.
Underscore
Slide in his DM.
That's a real brand. Act Like Bart, Inc. I am incorporated. That is real.
That was a good
CEO of Act Like Bart, Inc.
There you go.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank y'all.